Hi guys, I'm your host Abhishek Singh and this is Road to Revamp, where we will bring mavericks from fitness industry who will share their life and journey and will give you some life-altering tips. Yoga is not a physical practice and asanas are only the beginning of a spiritual journey. Our today's guest, Vani, has taken this message from India to Down Under. Let's welcome the yogini with a modern edge.
How did you start your journey in fitness industry and what actually motivated you to do that?
Actually, my journey I think has been started at very young age because I was kind of a sick child and I had multiple problems like and especially with my digestive system and so through my childhood I have gone through with a lot of problems medically. And then when I was 18, I lost my mother by liver cancer. And that was like a turning point for me because genetically I knew that I'm not very strong. And only through my keeping myself fit and healthy is the only way to live a good life. So because I have seen her going into the coma every week like that, so that was the extreme of the medical problem I have seen in my life, and I was thinking to, you know, now to take step for myself. So that was actually the starting point in 2003 for me.
Okay, so when did you start to actually teaching people and especially yoga?
I started teaching in 2007. After completing my MSc in yoga therapy.
Oh, that's
so
great.
That was a 2 years full master's degree from Kasturba Medical College, Manipal University. I was there for 2 years and then I did 6 months of internship in the hospital itself, treating all the patients with the through yoga. So that was my starting, and then my first job was in 2007. I have joined and
that's
I started
great.
Teaching yoga there.
If we'll go slightly deeper into the philosophy of yoga, because frankly, I don't think yoga is a physical practice. Okay, so I really want to listen from you that what is yoga for you? And I mean, for you it's important how you feel and communicate with people through your yoga practice and all.
Yoga actually to be for me is... something is very close to my heart, you can say, because yoga teaching, you can't do, it happens.
Okay.
That is what my belief is with the yoga teaching so far of 12 years, that it just doesn't, you can't imitate that you are a yoga teacher. It's very natural and it flows into you that you want to do it. And to be very true, I just live yoga. I read about yoga, I dream about yoga, and I just talk about yoga all the time. So yoga is very intimate and part of my personality. And as you said that you want to know the meaning, that it's just not the physical approach. So that is what I want to convey now, because the present yoga marketing what have become is like, you know, just showing the difficult asanas and, you know, bending your body in different moves.
Yeah, more like circus or contortionist.
Exactly. So if you think that is yoga, then every gymnast should be a yogi.
True.
Right.
Right.
Then every gymnast should say, I'm a yogi. But actually, it's not about bending your body. It's more about getting into your body, knowing your body, and praying it as a temple and feeling that you live in this temple and the God is within you. And instead of praying God outside, you have to start praying that God inside you.
Okay, that's great.
So
amazing answer.
So that is the whole yoga philosophy. Because then once you start praying God within you, you see the God in others as well. And then rest of your life problem goes away, because like if you have bad feelings or hatred for someone and if you just start letting go because you understand that the God inside you won't like the hatred and you just let it go, it will become easy for you and the other person as well.
That's
true. So it doesn't just make you physically fit, but it makes you emotionally and mentally fit to accept the things as it is, work on that, think about that. What happens with us in normal life is we try to escape.
Right, we want easy way out.
But what happens in that escape game that you stuck more and more?
That's true. It's a riddle, you keep entangling into that.
It's like a wormhole where you want to find the end, but you get more and more and more into it. So yoga is the reverse way.
Oh, nice.
And you come out and out and out, and you start solving your problems instead of getting into the problems.
Oh, that's great.
Does it make sense to you?
It is making a lot of sense to me. But I'm still, you know, slightly in a dilemma that such higher ideas, how do you communicate with your students? Because these days, most of the students come into the class and they want a good workout. Even when they are in a yoga class, they want to do headstand and handstands and some difficult pose and they are happy. I want to lose fat, I will do yoga. These days, this has become another issue. So how do you communicate such ideas while you take a class, like 1 hour class? And how do you communicate such ideas with the...
In the first class, in the first minute of the class, you just say, yoga is about dealing with your mind. You don't say like that.
Okay.
You start slowly taking into them, into their body, because body is very important in yoga as well, because this is considered as a vehicle.
Yeah.
Like, you know, it's like a vehicle which you have to experience.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a good way to get into your body. And then slowly throughout my class, I just keep saying, like, how are you feeling into the pose?
Mm.
Just try to analyze what thoughts are crossing by your mind, how your breath is feeling. So through the pose, through the asana, you take them into your breath, you take them into their mind, and then slowly they're starting analyzing that it's not just about bending the body, but in that bend, how is your breath? How is your thoughts in the mind? Is it still inside the class or it's wandering outside? So then they start clicking in their mind, yes, my thought process is not right.
Yeah.
And they try to concentrate and connect. And I make sure that end of the every class I put breathing exercise, because breath is the connection between the body and mind and very important. So I make sure they are aware about their breath.
Mm-hmm.
And then at the end, I take them for a relaxing shavasana pose. Okay. So in shavasana, I try to feed their mind little by little that, you know, how important it is to observe the thoughts,
mm-hmm.
how important it is to just let go your body. How does it feel when you're completely relaxed and your breath mm-hmm. are just flowing? And then they get the whole idea.
So giving them some ideas while they are slightly subconscious, so their subconscious mind can absorb those in deeper thoughts. Okay. You were talking about breathing practices. So I don't know, our frequency is really same, because the next question is that only. How important pranayam and other kriyas, like people do some neti kriya and some do some kunjal and all. So is this really important to go through all these things to make your yoga practice more deep and intense?
Very good question, Abhishek, because this is what I'm trying to communicate to people about this topic, because as I said in the beginning, can I speak in Hindi? As I said in the beginning, that body is the temple, right? So what do you do when you go inside the temple? You clean it.
Yep.
Right?
True.
Before you pray to the god, you clean it. So it's very important to clean up the body. So jo aapne kriyas ka naam liya, inko shat kriya kehte hain. Shat means six. They are six in numbers, jo Hatha Yoga Pradipika mein properly one by one mention ki gayi hain. But it depends ki aapko unki zarurat hai ya nahi.
Okay, so it's individual.
It's individual.
Okay.
वो आपको expert बताते हैं. Like अगर आपको sinusitis है या आपको ऊपर sinuses block रहते हैं या cold बहुत ज़्यादा रहता है, तो obviously you won't be able to do pranayama.
True.
Right. Yeah. Then you have to do jal neti. Then you have to do kapalbhati,
okay,
which
okay.
are the cleansing processes.
Okay.
But if someone has no problem and they are good enough, they can continue with that. Same goes with digestive system. अगर आपको कोई digestion का problem है and your digestion is not healthy, then you have to do punjal, then you have to do sankrit chalan.
Yeah.
तो आपको पूरी cleaning करनी पड़ेगी. But अगर आपको कोई problem नहीं है, then you can directly start with pranayama.
Okay.
तो ये step by step process है. हर टीओ प्रतिपिका के according, the first step is your asana. The second is Kshatriya goes parallel.
Mm-hmm.
If you need it, then you do it with asana. Otherwise, you don't do it.
Okay.
And the third step comes pranayama,
okay.
Which is your breathing exercise. Breathing exercise is as important as your physical postures. अगर आप breathing exercises skip कर रहे हो, तो आप yoga का main essence ही lose कर रहे हो. क्योंकि as I said, that breath is not only the mixture of gases which
gases,
you just
yes.
inhale. It carries a life force, a vital force, which in Sanskrit we call prana.
Yeah.
Right? And isi ek chote example se aap isko differentiate karte ho ki a person who is in coma, the gas you put on his or her face, but still that life is not there. Though
yeah.
all the organs are working, the oxygen is going, because the consciousness, the prana is not there.
Okay, I never thought it like that.
Yes.
Yeah,
so
nice.
इसीलिए जो हमारे हिंदी में और संस्कृत में इसको प्राणवायु कहते हैं.
हाँ, yeah.
ब्रेथ नहीं बोलते.
Yes.
सांस तो एक नॉर्मल वर्ड है, बट अगर आप डीप जाओ तो इसको प्राणवायु बोलते हैं.
True.
क्योंकि इट कैरीज द लाइफ फोर्स विच कॉल्ड प्राणा, एंड दैट इज व्हाई व्हेन अ पर्सन डाई इन संस्कृत वी से कि प्राण उड़ गए.
हाँ.
ये नहीं कहते कि सांसें खत्म हो गई, हम कहते हैं प्राण उड़ गए, क्योंकि द ब्रेथ स्टॉप्स एंड द प्राणा स्टॉप्स going inside you. So the breath is like a carrier of the prana. So everything needs a medium. So the prana, the life force, goes into your body through that breath.
Okay.
That is why it's very important to regulate. And I can explain you the physiological importance as well if you want.
I think that will be too deep for our listeners. So we'll hold it for our next conversation.
Yes.
Which we'll do, maybe next time, or, from Australia.
Yes, of course.
Okay. Okay. Next thing is, do you think, like, most of the yoga gurus, they say you have to take care of your diet. I mean, most of them suggest you have to be at least be vegetarian. So is it important to be a vegetarian to do efficient yoga practice?
See, it is very important from yoga philosophy and yoga point of view. I can explain you that thing because jo Patanjali hai, the father of yoga, we call them normally, who wrote his book called as Patanjali Yoga Sutra,
yeah.
which is quite modern yoga scripture, but 5,000 years old.
So yoga is not that old. It's just 5,000
years old. अहिंसा जो है वो पहला स्टेप है योगा स्टार्ट करने का. अब ये अहिंसा चाहे फिजिकल हो, चाहे मेंटल लेवल पे हो, चाहे आपके वर्बल लेवल पे हो, लाइक इफ यू आर हर्टिंग समवन थ्रू योर वर्ड्स आल्सो, दैट्स आल्सो अहिंसा, एंड ऑफ कोर्स टुवर्ड्स योरसेल्फ एज वेल. सो देयर शुड नॉट बी अ वायलेंस इन एनी लेयर ऑफ योर लाइफ. नाउ इफ यू आर हैविंग नॉन वेज, देन ऑफ कोर्स it's
some kind of violence is attached,
right?
Yeah.
Maybe you are not doing it directly, but it's happening. And now if you go to the Bhagavad Gita, the non-veg has been mentioned as a tamasic food.
Okay, yes.
So agar aapko sattva rajas tamas pata hai, to usme ye tamasic food mein aata hai. So from yoga philosophy se to ye hai big no-no. But now, because people have multiple problems and issues because of the lifestyle. Because yeah. this yoga philosophy was written 5,000 years before. Right? Okay. Abhi ka jo modern lifestyle is a little different. Things are not as pure as they were. We can't follow so difficult regime. Follow nahin kar sakte.
True.
Ab, for example, if someone is in bodybuilding, they have to eat non-veg. right? So it's more about your conscious awareing towards the things.
Okay, so try to cut them, these things down.
But if it is your medical requirement or if you really want to have it, there is no harm in that as far as you are aware what you are doing.
Okay, but like you teach in Australia, and most of the Australians, as far as I know, they all are heavy non-vegetarian people, and I mean, Australians are open-minded, but yes, they're still heavy non-vegetarians. So how do you actually, communicate this idea with them?
So now I would really want to clarify this misconception.
Oh, really?
That Westerners are very non-vegetarian.
Okay.
Actually, they're, because they have adopted yoga so nicely,
right,
that even they try to cut down their non-veg, there are a lot of people who are vegan,
not even take any milk products.
Not
vegetarian, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
So, and there are heaps of organic cafe.
Okay.
And they are more conscious about this. So there are like two kind of populations. Ek jo yoga nahi kar rahi hai, ek jo yoga kar rahi hai.
Okay.
To jo yoga kar rahi hai aur jo jiske andar awareness hai, they are amazingly like not even having a milk product because they think it's also a non-violence. And there is a population who is not aware and they are having everything. So it's like 50-50.
So I mean, they are totally devoted whatever they are doing. That's really great because we Indians
we didn't have any vegan concept because of our Ayurveda background.
Yes.
Where the milk is very rich and good product, and we say that you should have it, but they are not aware about this philosophy of Ayurveda, so they even follow the vegan diet as well.
Okay.
And you see heaps of vegan cafes, organic cafes, and healthy eating is very much adaptable and appreciated over there.
Okay, so my next query, I would say query because it is associated with me too. How does yoga help in relieving anxiety? Because we all are anxious people. Addiction, not the addiction of drugs, but addiction of Facebook and other social media platform. And one more thing, there is a new debate in India, intolerance. So we have become suddenly very intolerant people. So there is, I would say, we don't appreciate each other's ideas. This is also intolerance. So at least we should listen. So in which way yoga practice can actually make us better communicator and, so we can understand other human being well.
So if we go back again in our starting conversation,
yeah,
as I said, when you find the God within you,
yes,
see the God in others as well.
That's right.
It's not easy practice, Abhishek. The practicality is, people find it zero because I understand yahan pe bahut sari cheeze hain, jaise corruption hai, ya population hai, ya infrastructure hai, jo logo ko frustrate kar deta hai.
Right.
But agar aap usi point ko dusri taraf se jaakar dekho, to hum apne culture se kitne dur aa gaye hain.
True.
Are we close to our roots?
Not at all.
What we are trying to be a Westerner. We are trying to adopt their philosophy. They are trying to adopt our philosophy because they have overcome of all these things. Unko fashion ka, unko unhone paisa dekh liya, unhone sab kuch dekh liya. Now they are attracted towards our philosophy. And I'm very happy that you have put this question because I really want ki jo hamara treasure hai, this knowledge of, means this is huge treasure we have which we don't appreciate unfortunately. Aaj ek Indian ladki ko aap Delhi mein salwar suit pehenne ko bol do to wo sochti hai usko to aapne abuse kar
diya. It's regressive.
Aapne to usko behan ji bol diya.
Yeah.
Are nahi behan, it's not about that. It's about your culture. Adopt it, appreciate it. If you can't appreciate your own culture, your own values, nobody will appreciate you.
That's
you know
true.
What I mean?
That's true.
And that is what I learned when I moved to Australia.
Australia.
That I have been appreciated of being an Indian.
Right,
I love, sharing my cultural values,
right,
and my philosophy with them. And they love it. So I don't have to become them.
Right, you don't have to. Yeah.
You know? And तो उसके लिए आपको ऑस्ट्रेलिया जाने की जरूरत नहीं है. अगर आपके पास जो अभी है अगर आप उसको एप्रिशिएट करना शुरू कर दोगे अपने आप मेंटल पीस आने लगेगा. पहले के लोग क्यों ज्यादा पीसफुल होते थे, अरेंज मैरिज करा दी, अब उनको पता है कि भाई अब इसके साथ ही निभाना है. भगवान से चाहे प्रे करके मना के चाहे कर लो, चाहे माँ बाप की सेवा करके कर लो, चाहे आप चैरिटी करके कर लो, अपने पीस को वो फाइंड कर लेते थे.
Yeah, you gonna hurt so many feminists by saying this.
No, I'm just kidding. It's not about the feminism here. It's about the common culture I'm talking about.
We have stopped doing that.
The more you go towards your roots, more peaceful automatically you become.
Yeah, that's true. I understand it from the strength perspective. Like, you know, if you do more squats, your roots will become stronger. We can say that.
Okay. So, जैसे कि आप जब एक्सरसाइज करते हो, एनाटॉमी को अंडरस्टैंड करना जितना इम्पोर्टेंट है, उसी तरह आपका जो कल्चरल वैल्यू है, इज़ एनाटॉमी फॉर यू, व्हिच इज़ गॉड गिफ्टेड टू यू.
True.
अंडरस्टैंड दैट एनाटॉमी, आपका जो एक्सरसाइज है वो अपने आप ही इम्प्रूव होता चला जाएगा. जो हमारा डेली लाइफ है, जो रूटीन है, लाइफ एक्सपीरियंस है, दिस इज लाइक एक्सरसाइज. यू गो इन टू द जिम, यू डू एक्सरसाइज. You come out in the society, you do exercise mentally, physically, emotionally as well. आप अपने anatomy को समझो. I'm not saying कि दिन रात आपको बैठ के भगवान के सामने पूजा ही करनी है. Just adopt it in your mind. Read about your own culture. Appreciate it. Don't feel inferior that you are Indian.
Like you also said that yoga. I mean, if I would add something in this, like yoga is a science. You can you in place of
Beyond
taking it.
Science.
Yeah. I mean, I would say like Sadhguru says, it's inner engineering. Mm-hmm. So it is beyond any religion or any culture or anything. So I totally understand now that what is the true meaning of this inner engineering. And we can actually use it in social engineering to bring back ourselves to our roots.
छोटी सी बात है, जो आदमी खुद में खुश है वही दूसरों को खुश रख सकता
है. That's true.
जो आपके अंदर है, the same thing you will give to others. अगर आपके अंदर इनफ्योरिटी है, आप इनफ्योरिटी शेयर करोगे. अगर आपके अंदर स्ट्रेस है तो आप स्ट्रेस शेयर करोगे. सो जब तक आप अपने आप को इंटरनली इम्प्रूव करने की कोशिश नहीं करोगे, तब तक
नथिंग
विल चेंज. कोई सरकार चेंज नहीं कर सकती, कोई दवाइयाँ चेंज नहीं कर सकती.
They can actually just help.
Help.
Okay.
Exactly. Help yourself.
Yeah, that's true. Okay. Very quick question. How do you differentiate between Indian yoga practitioners and foreign yoga practitioners? Because which I have noticed, they have much more surrendering nature. I mean, when they do anything, either they don't do it, and when they do it, they do it fully. And right now, I'll use a bit awkward term. Indians are more interested in intellectual masturbation in place of doing real thing. So practicing like 15 minutes, but talking for 50 minutes. Yeah, so is there any difference between us and them at any level?
पहला तो ये है कि जो आपने बोला कि इंडिया में कैसा है और बाहर कैसा है.
That's my experience and my idea.
I would like to correct you here a little bit, क्योंकि मुझे लगता है कि जो सरेंडर और फेथ वाला फीलिंग है वो हमारे इंडियंस के अंदर थोड़ा ज्यादा होता है, क्योंकि फ्रॉम द वेरी बिगनिंग वी हैव लर्न टू सरेंडर टू द गॉड.
वी हैव बीन टॉट टू डू दिस.
वी आर टॉट टू डू दैट एंड लिसनिंग टू आवर पेरेंट्स इज आवर नॉर्मल हैबिट, राइट? तो वो चीज थोड़ी हमारे अंदर ज्यादा होती है. बट अभी एज आई सेड कि हम थोड़ा वेस्टर्न को ज्यादा कॉपी करते हैं, तो उसमें क्या होता है कि हम सोचते हैं कि अच्छा वो अगर मसल्स के बारे में सोच रहे हैं तो हमें भी सोचना चाहिए. बट इफ आई टॉक अबाउट लाइक 2003 when I started practicing yoga seriously, that time I did not was guided through the muscles or something like that. It used to be a compact 90 minutes of session, including your asanas, your breathing and your meditation, and that gave me a lot of benefit. I never asked my teacher that which muscle is working here, But as the time is going and we are seeing the Westerners are questioning about the muscles and ye wo, tab se humne bhi wo sawal shuru kar diye hain. But pehle aisa nahi tha. Pehle it was a different approach. And Westerners are changing their approach now because unke culture mein yoga means sirf asana.
Okay, only physical practice.
Only physical practice. But it's going opposite now.
Okay.
वो चेंज हो रहे हैं और हम इधर ज्यादा मसल्स और एनाटॉमी की बात कर रहे हैं।
They are going towards the spiritual aspect of human life and we are going towards the physical aspect of human life.
But if I talk about 10 years back, it was opposite.
Okay. I can totally.
So I have seen the whole transformation in your yoga industry in this 12 years.
Yes.
Starting from Indian. You know, hometown, Lucknow से वहाँ से practice शुरू करते करते पूरे इंडिया भर में भ्रमण करने के बाद ऑस्ट्रेलिया जाके सिखाने के बाद so I have seen a lot of transformation in this approach.
Okay, that's great. And what is your favorite yoga pose? If I'll say, if you have only time to do one pose, only you have just 5 minutes. So which one yoga pose or yoga sequence would you like to do?
In that case, I really like to do Balasana or child pose. क्योंकि child pose का कुछ posture ऐसा होता है that it takes you completely inside. You keep your forehead on the ground, your eyes are closed.
Right.
Your back gets a very good stretch.
Yes.
And you can really feel your breath there moving. So it's a complete posture I feel, and it suddenly improves the blood circulation towards the head as well. So that's my favorite pose. If I have just 5 minutes, I will.
I never expected this answer because I was thinking you would say sun salutation or some trikonasana or some headstand kind of thing.
No, usme maine include kar diya na that it's your spine as well.
Again, you took us back to the roots. Simple. Simple and minimal. Okay. If I would say which one asana you want to suggest to general people?
Which two asanas?
One. Just one asana. Like if you'll suggest me something. I have no time. I have just one pose to do. So like for you it was Balasana. And if you would like to suggest me or any layman, those who are really stressed, which one asana?
Shavasana.
Oh, nice.
Because Shavasana will take you completely inside. And when it will give you the feel of your body, it will give you feel of your breath.
Right.
It will give you the feel of your thoughts.
Yes.
And your emotions. And it will just a complete package for 5-10 minutes.
Ooh, that's great.
Yes. And you will really feel rejuvenated when you get up because it's medically proved that in Shavasana, the blood circulation is maximum in the whole body because of the equal distribution of the gravity. So the gravity works equally in the whole body and your all muscles get quickly relaxed. So it's medically proved that Shavasana can relax you very quickly, nothing else.
So we can say it's the best nutritious asana for human
juicy
body.
Juicy asana.
Juicy asana, nice. Okay, again, a quick question. What is your go-to food? Like, you know, you are going out for a class and you want to grab something. Which one thing you'll try to grab?
It depends.
Which will give you energy? No, that's fine, but you have limited options. And
just a protein bar.
Oh, so as a yoga practitioner, you recommend protein bars?
Yes, why not? Protein is required for the body. And it because protein bar have a limit of glucose as
well.
So that gives you quick energy and you are preventing yourself from the guilt of having something which you should not.
Mani, you are clearly shattering the established belief about yoga teachers. I will have some green smoothie or kale juice, something like that.
That should be as practical as possible because we are living in a fast life. So I don't just believe in talking. I believe in following and what my students can follow easily. Ab main unko bolu yoga karne se pehle na tum ye wala soup aur ye wala sandwich aur ye kha ke
wheatgrass juice and all.
What they will do, they will put their hands like on their head and they will say humse nahi ho payega. So feed them in the easy way and then gradually everyone can progress.
Very practical advice here. Okay, if I'll say Which country do you want to choose now? Prefer Australia or India?
See, I travel every 6 months. I spend 1 month in India and I spend 5 months in Australia. So I'm very happy at the moment enjoying both the countries.
I mean, you have laddu in your both hands. That's amazing. Okay, it's a weird question. If NASA approaches you to take you to Mars, and they say, Vani, you will come with us and you will teach us yoga over there, what one thing, and they will allow you just one thing from this planet to take with you, which one?
First thing, I will not go with them.
No, you have no option. They will push you to come because you are the asset for them.
See, I'm carrying my peace of mind and my own God within me. I really don't think so. I would like to carry anything with myself.
Wow, amazing. Another flabbergasted. you are just, smashing everything. Okay, at last, one quick message, not to just, yoga practitioners or fitness enthusiasts, but for trainers and other yoga teachers, that you would like to give to them, because they are the front runners, between healthcare system and general population. We trainers and yoga practitioners, we are the one who are actually, we can be the wall between unhealthy situations and healthy situations, between hospitals and health. So just one quick message to all of us.
What I have followed my whole life in this health industry, because I'm a dietitian as well, and then I did my personal training certification from ACE, and yoga I teach from my heart. I would say, be genuine, just be genuine, stick to the basics and teach the basics.
Right.
Don't go towards the trend, fashion of fitness. Fashion and trends cannot change your student's life. What can bring difference in them is the basics. Chahe wo diet ka basic ho, for example, itne sare types ki diet aati hai. But at the end of the day, it should be a balanced diet. You need your carbohydrates, your proteins, you need your fats as well. So just give them the genuine, don't put them in crash diets and just to get some results. You can get results with the basics as well. Thoda time lagta hai. But hota hai. Yeah. Same thing I have followed in my personal training career also. Always giving them the basics. Main dekhti hun logon ko aise complicated movements mein put kar dete hain sirf just to make their training fancy.
Okay.
It's not a fancy business. Don't make it fancy business. Make it a concrete, simple and useful.
Yes. Because people are already really busy and anxious in their own life. And training will become another burden for them.
Exactly.
In next interview, in next podcast, we will talk about this yogic diet thing also. Because you are running out of time. But I really wanted to discuss about this yogic diet thing. Okay, Vani, at last, just tell us where we can get in touch with you, approach you, if somebody wants to make a contact or wants to have some ideas. Where we can approach you?
I'm very active on Facebook.
Okay.
So my Facebook profile is Vani Shukla. You can
I will attach it to the show notes.
Or you can visit my Facebook page, which is Yoga Begins with Vani. And my website is yogabegins.com.au.
Okay.
If you have any questions, you can put in the inquiries over there.
Okay, Vani, we'll have you very soon again, because there are so many queries which are still unanswered, and I'll get back to you. Okay,
thank you so much, Vani, for having me here. It's a complete pleasure.
And the name of this podcast is Road to Revamp.
Road to Revamp.
Yes. Oh, wow. So thanks a lot.
Thank you.